So we're making a range of natural cleaning products made from food waste. So we're through to the European final in the Junior Achievement Competition sponsored by Údarás na Gaeltachta. We got through from the regional final and then we won the All-Ireland final and now we're representing Ireland in the Europe final.
That's fantastic, Katie. It must be a great sense of achievement to be representing the country.
Yeah, it is. We're really honoured to be doing it.
Fantastic. And how did you find taking part in the whole process? We'll say you went through various different steps to get you where you are today. Did you enjoy taking part or was it hard or how did you find the whole process?
Yeah, it was really enjoyable. We learned a lot from it, a lot of new skills. Obviously, we did encounter a few problems along the way, but with help from experts, we were able to overcome them and make our range of products.
And you mentioned experts there. Who helped you along the way? Like, was it people in the local community, we'll say, who had businesses, or who did you turn to when you needed that expertise?
Dr. Cullum Gibson and Dr. Mary Friel helped us as well.
Brilliant. And Katie, talk me through the products. You mentioned they're cleaning products. Where did the idea come from?
We received a science talk in school and that like sparked our interest in the environment. We all were very interested in helping to preserve it. So we also wanted to reduce food waste and we have a window cleaner that's made from food waste and a multi-purpose cleaner also made from food waste. So that's what we were aiming to do was help reduce food waste and preserve the planet.
Really, really interesting. And what's the name of the business?
Glanga Glass.
So I was talking to Katie there and she explained the idea behind the product. How do you use the food waste to make these cleaning products?
So we collect some of the food waste and then we put them in the jars with the rest of the ingredients and leave it over about 2 weeks. And we let it ferment and then we drain it and we are ready to put it in the bottles.
And does it clean as good as a normal window cleaner, we'll say, for example?
Yeah, it cleans really good.
Fantastic. You must be delighted. It's a really kind of quirky and unique business, but it sounds like it's really successful, which is great.
Yeah.
Was it difficult to come up with the idea? I know Katie mentioned that you had been given a talk in school. Did you kind of all come to the same conclusion, we'll say, that this is what you wanted to do? Or was there a lot of discussions maybe in advance to try and come up with the best product that you could?
Yeah, we were all in agreement, to be fair. There was a bit of trial and error with the recipes, but other than that, there was not much difficulties.
And is owning your own business or having a business like this with, we'll say, friends and colleagues, for want of a better word, is that something that you always would have been interested in? Or was it just that it came about through this project?
Yeah, I do business, so I was really interested in it.
Fantastic. And how did you find the whole process? Is it more difficult, we'll say, than you thought it might be having your own business?
Yeah, there's a lot behind it that you wouldn't know, so it was a bit difficult.
And what stage are you at the moment now? I know you're preparing for the European final and you're representing Ireland, obviously. Are you kind of tweaking the product at all or is it just preparing now for the next stage of the event?
Just preparing.
And what does that involve then, Rena? Like, what kind of things are you doing at the moment?
So we are practicing our presentation for the big stage on the day.
So Rena was telling me there that, you know, you're kind of in the preparation stage, I suppose. Now, tell us about the event. Like, where will you be travelling to and what date is it taking place?
We'll be travelling to Catania in Sicily. It'll be taking place from the 2nd to the 5th of July.
Brilliant. How are you feeling ahead of it?
We're feeling very excited.
Yeah, it's a great achievement. Like, it's amazing to be representing Ireland and then to be travelling to Sicily as well. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
What do you have to do then on the day, we'll say, of the competition or on the days of the competition when you're over there? She mentioned a presentation there. Will you be presenting to different judges?
Yeah, we'll be presenting in front of judges and in front of the other groups. And we'll also have a stand set up as well.
And how many other groups will be taking part, do you know, Kate?
I'm not sure, but I think it's over 40.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. A lot. So that's really interesting. How did you find the whole process yourself? Was it difficult or was it enjoyable, we'll say, having a business and working alongside your colleagues?
It was very enjoyable getting to work with my friends, but it was difficult as well trying to come up with a recipe and with a product. So.
Yeah, I can imagine. And what different ingredients will they go into the cleaner?
It's all natural ingredients. So we have food waste like orange and lemon peels. We have banana peels, tea bags. We use orange and lemon juice and we use vinegar.
Fantastic. It's really, really interesting. It's great to see that you can use all of those items. I would have never thought you could have used those together and made something that was so successful. So you must be thrilled with all the hard work that it's paying off and you're being recognised.
Yeah, we are.
You're looking forward to the European final now. Is there a lot of hard work that you need to do in the meantime?
There's a lot of preparation involved. Like behind the scenes, maybe you wouldn't see it, creating the product itself, stocking them, contacting shops, sponsorships, etc. So like there's a lot involved, but we're really looking forward to the competition now, in fairness.
I can imagine. And where is the product stocked, Oisin?
Total Cleaning Supplies have agreed to sell it for us. So obviously they're a huge company, so it's great that they're willing to sell it for us. It's a great opportunity for us.
It certainly is. And was that difficult forging that relationship with an established business, we'll say, to get your product into it?
Look, they're a really big business. But in fairness, they were very forthcoming and really accommodating for us. So we're delighted to be able to stock it for them.
And if people want to get their hands in it, can they just go straight into the shop and buy it? Or can they contact you as well separately? Or what's the best way?
A lot of our sales are coming online. So online at Longa Glass would be the best way probably to get the product.
Brilliant. And how are sales going, Oisin?
We've sold 171 multi-purpose cleaners so far and 302 window cleaners. So I think it's going really well so far.
It sounds it. It's fantastic. And did you think when you started off day one that it would take off like this and that it would be so successful?
Well, we knew it was a decent idea because, look, the green market is always expanding. But it was just getting a recipe and really driving it on, getting local stores and Total Cleaning Supplies obviously involved. It really spurred it on.
Oisin was mentioning there, you know, that a lot of hard work went into it, I suppose. When did you first start working on the product, or when did you first come up with the idea for it, maybe?
We first started working on it in September, so it's been a long time ago.
It certainly has. Did you enjoy the process?
Yeah, it's been great, Joe. We've learned so much.
What kind of skills did you learn, I suppose, during the whole process, we'll say, when you started in September right up to now?
We would have learned a lot of communication skills, how to start a business, and a lot about the environment as well through talks and research and all that.
And was the research part of it, was that kind of difficult, or did you find that part maybe easy once you had the idea all set up and ready to go?
Once we had the idea, it was fairly easy. There's plenty of research on it. And with the help of Dr. Cullen Gibson, it was made really easy.
And was it great to have people in the local community like that who were able to help you and to give you advice when you needed it, Cian?
Yeah, it was really helpful. We had the likes of James Graney, owner of Skyscrapers. He really helped us along the way as well.
And are you excited now and looking forward to the finals?
Yeah, we're very excited, yeah.